Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The U, it's all about the U, it's all about the U, it's all about the U, you say it.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are here without the show pony today. It is instead Frog Boy holding things down with Leroy and Figgy in the background. And now joining us, one of our favorite people to have on the show, of course. We're going to go ahead and go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood, on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Dono, how the hell are you, buddy?
Wow, hey. You look like you're getting ready to do a set at the improv.
Yeah, I've been mixing in specs recently. Mixing in some glasses. So, you know, I feel it makes me look less ugly. So I'm going to roll with that for a bit.
Are those blue light? You need those blue?
No, they're not. I do have blue light. These are just like regular. Are the blue light ones the ones that like help you so the computers don't ruin your eyes or something?
That's what they say. But listen. Yeah.
Hey, Dono, you know what else makes you look less ugly?
What's that?
Frog Boy.
That hurts. Yeah. Objectively, that's a point, though.
Point for Leroy!
So, Dono, we've had several conversations, and the crux of the arguments down here has been two teams have two losses. One team beat the other team. They should be ahead of them. And I have explained that it's not the two losses. It's when you lost. Because your get back and your path had to happen much quicker. So it would have happened if you were beating teams by 50. But you weren't. Even though you were winning. And Notre Dame started when they lost at a higher point than you were at your lowest point. So it's not a situation where these two teams are being compared simply because their path to where they are now have taken two different roads. And I'll give you this argument. Mm-hmm. If Michigan loses to Ohio State, if Michigan beats Ohio State, do they deserve to be in? Because they only lost to two ranked teams in USC and Oklahoma. So, I don't think Michigan's going to get in.
Yeah. Does Michigan still have a path? They could still win the Big Ten. Can they get to the Big Ten championship game? I think they can.
No, because let me think. Oh, they could because they only have one loss in the Big Ten.
Right. So if they beat Ohio State,
then they would play Indiana.
Well, and the reason why I ask you that is, my issue is the committee seems to just make up the rules as they go along, because, you know, they have clearly, and what you said, Leroy, I don't agree with the way that you laid it out, but clearly the committee does. So, like, you're spitting facts in terms of what the committee uses to judge these games.
Explain to me why, because...
Well, it's very simple. I don't agree with it, because in every major sport, except apparently college football, if you have the same record and one of those two teams beat the other head-to-head, that's the tiebreaker in every situation except college football, because college football is judged by figure skating judges, not by actual sporting criteria.
Here's the thing you have to consider, though. That's if they're close in rankings, right?
Why are they not closer in rankings?
Because when Miami lost their two games, the two teams were going in two different directions. Because Notre Dame was going back up because they lost too early, and Miami was going the other way. So in order for them to get back up to where Notre Dame is, then you can compare them. But if they're not close because of the path that they took during the course of the season, you can't just move one team all the way up.
If Miami, and again, this is an if, because they still have a big game to play on Saturday. But if Miami beats Pittsburgh, which is another, you know, common opponent, Notre Dame also beat them. You know, Stanford is going to be a common opponent. NC State was a common opponent. Correct. Syracuse, if they both beat all those teams and Miami beat Notre Dame, I don't see how at the end of the season Miami shouldn't be directly compared to Notre Dame. But the committee clearly said last night that they think Notre Dame is the better football team, period. And they're not going to use the head-to-head to outweigh that, despite the fact that Miami beat them on the field.
In week one, you think you should carry that for the whole year?
Yes. I mean, I can understand.
Even though you lost to two unranked teams? Here.
Yes, I think you should. Well, and now, hold on. One of those teams you lost to is now ranked. And, like, you're talking about Miami beating Notre Dame as if it happened last year. Like, okay, yeah, it happened August 31st. That was this season. It happened this season. It should be weighed.
Here's the issue that I have, okay?
He's right, Leroy.
You control your own destiny. You lost to those two unranked teams at the time. They were unranked at the time. You can't then complain about your circumstances after the fact. You see what I mean?
I see what you mean. I still disagree.
At what point are you responsible for what you did on a football field? Now, everything that everybody's saying, you're saying because you're a Miami fan, and I get that.
The thing is, it's not just Miami fans that are saying that. Here's
what I say. Where is Miami ranked? Where is Notre Dame ranked?
Notre Dame is number 9. Miami's number 12.
Okay. If you notice, and I said this before, they have tried to put Miami as close as possible to Notre Dame, so that determination could be made.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? But to complain about it when everybody was complaining about it, when you lost your two games much later than Notre Dame, all I say is let it play out. Win your game against Pittsburgh, and then I'll give you that argument.
Yes, but and I agree. Like if Miami ended, loses to Pitt, none of this
the
matters.
The way these seasons have ended, we've had the same conversations every year going into the last couple of weeks, and what has happened?
Yeah.
So stop. But I understand what everybody is saying. And the committee, whether they're telling you this, telling you something or not, have tried everything in their power to move those two teams together so that determination can be made at that time. But if you don't take care of your business, there's nothing that annoys me more than somebody complaining about their situation and not doing anything about it.
No, listen, I'm with you on that. There's no discussion to be had if Miami doesn't beat Pitt.
And by the way, there's nobody who despises Notre Dame more than me.
It doesn't sound like it. I don't know. It sounds like you got like a golden dome on your head right now.
A little leprechaun walking around.
Hold on. Let's be clear. I am not defending the school. I'm defending the situation.
Nah, it seems like you're defending the school.
Because guess what? If Michigan were to beat Ohio State, I still don't think they get in. Oh, I don't.
I'm Leroy, and I'm mature.
And their only losses are to two ranked teams.
No.
I still don't think they would get in. And I'm not, and I understand why. But to sit here and I'm not even arguing for my school. Because I know what the circumstances are.
But for your school, if you beat Ohio State, which seems to happen every year, so it could happen.
Correct.
And then if you win the Big Ten, Ten, you're in. Then you're in automatically. Correct. But let me go back to something. It's like I see a lot of the comments that are coming in. It's like, you know, well, you should have beaten SMU. You should have beaten Louisville. You have no right to complain. Well, would I prefer to have won both of those games? Absolutely. Like I'm not excusing those losses. I'm not. But when you're in a grouping, there's a bunch of two lost teams. Like you can say that about anybody. Hey, Alabama shouldn't have lost to a terrible Florida State team. Notre Dame shouldn't have lost to Miami. If you don't want to be compared to Miami when you have the same number of losses, you should have won that game. So I'm not excusing the losses to Leroy and everybody commenting that. Like, yeah, I was so bummed about losing to SMU and so bummed about losing to Louisville. So I would much prefer Miami be undefeated. But when you're talking about multiple two-loss teams, we can still have these discussions while also admitting, yeah, you probably shouldn't have lost that SMU game.
Again, notice what the committee, regardless of what the committee has said, they have made every effort to put these teams close as possible together so it matters. But the only thing you can do is take care of your own business. And until that happens, you can't, because what has happened the last two or three years? Stop making assumptions that, oh, that's going to be a conversation. It's not a conversation. It's not even up for discussion until you beat Pitt.
Yeah.
Then with those teams being one or two spots apart, okay, I'm in on that argument. But to have that argument 2 weeks ago, when you were trying to come back from being 19th in the country and they were already around, you've had a long path.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To go and to have that conversation back then is ridiculous. Just like to have the conversation now when you have another game. But if you pay attention, over the last couple of weeks, they have made every effort to put Miami as close to Notre Dame as possible so that you can have that conversation. But if you don't handle your own business, I don't want to hear it. Okay? It's another thing to say we beat a team ranked 10 spots ahead of us We should be above them after losing. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
I get it.
So while you're sitting here saying, yeah, yeah, when you lose those two games, should you still have been above Notre Dame?
I believe so, based on the same number of losses in the head-to-head.
So you lose to SMU and to Louisville, and you still think you should have been ranked above Notre Dame?
No, Notre Dame was moving up. Why? Because they were beating up on bad teams. They lost to the two best teams that they played. Like, the two best teams that they played both beat them, and that becomes the great argument in favor of Notre Dame is their losses are fantastic.
I'm not even complaining about the team. My whole argument is about the placement of the two teams after the losses and where they've gone since then. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. So
when you started going south and they were still moving up, you have a long road just to get back up to them, which you did. So now you can maybe have that conversation. But to have that conversation after you lose and drop to 19th, I think it was, and Notre Dame was constantly moving up, you were 10 spots apart. To have that conversation at that time is ridiculous.
Well, like you're mentioning, we can't look past this weekend's game. Saturday, 12 p.m. kickoff.
Am I back? I think the big CFP lobby got me.
Yes, they heard you. They heard you.
You're back.
The big CFP lobby blocked my feed.
Well, the final game is going to be important, and I need a little bit more information on this Pittsburgh team and what's going on there. You know, there's a frozen factor in this game. Yeah. They're saying it's going to be somewhere in the low to mid-30s, wind chills in the 20s. Is there a chance that the Hurricanes could slip up and lose this one, Dono?
There's always a chance. I mean, conference game against a difficult opponent.
They run the ball really well, too.
Well, they have, like, they've recently run the ball really well.
They got two rookies. They got two freshmen that are just killing.
Yeah. Yeah. They had, I think it's Jakarian Turner is the running back who broke out last week against Georgia Tech. I think Miami should do a considerably better job stopping the run than Georgia Tech did. Georgia Tech's defense has turned into a bunch of turnstiles. But yeah, stopping the run is going to be key. The status, like, for Pittsburgh, their best offensive player didn't play last week. Dez Reed, it seems like they're really trying to get him healthy for this week. He's had an ankle issue. So whether or not he's 100% is going to be a big factor in this game, because Reed is an all-purpose guy, running back, receiver. I mean, you have to game plan for him kind of the same way opposing teams have to game plan for Malachi Toney. So Pittsburgh has a true freshman quarterback, Mason Heinschel, who's played really well, but the catch is – he has been disastrous when he faces pressure. Like, with a clean pocket, he's been sensational.
Yeah.
So you've got to hope that matchup favors Miami in terms of Reuben Bain, Mesidor, Armando Blunt, David Blay might be back in the interior of the D-line this week. So you're going to have to put Heinschel under tremendous pressure, because as would be common for a true freshman quarterback, there's a huge difference. Yeah, there's a huge difference in the way he plays, whether he's pressured or not. Defensively, Pitt, they've got really athletic linebackers, and they've got a talented defensive line. The defensive line's on the small side. Everybody's like around 280 and below that, so you hope Miami's big offensive line is able to push them around a little bit. I think Malachi Toney presents a matchup nightmare, as he does against anybody. And you've got to hope Carson Beck keeps playing the way he's played, because he's trending up massively over these past few games. Gerard Pringle has become the revelation in the backfield. So, like, Marcos, I think Miami's got the horses to win this game, right? I think the question is, does Miami allow Dez Reed to kind of take over on the Pittsburgh side? Does Miami allow the cold weather to affect them? I know Leroy knows a lot more about that than I do, having played where he played during his college and pro career. And does Miami keep the self-inflicted wounds down? Because based on the way Miami's been playing the past few weeks, you can understand why they're about a 7-point favorite in this game. They should be able to go into Pitt and win, but it's not an automatic.
They have been, I think, one of the things that I have enjoyed about the Canes is the last couple of weeks they've gotten off to faster starts. Like, yeah. Yeah. It seems like you have to impress. You can't just win games. And to get in the two games they lost, they went into that game saying, oh, we're going to control the line of scrimmage. We're going to do this. We're going to. No, you got to go out and win the damn game. You got to take the game and from start to finish. And they didn't do that those two games. Then they started doing it. They've had some mistakes early, right, that kind of slowed them down at times. But you can tell that the offense has been pretty aggressive early. I would like to see them, in all honesty, go deep early. Just to show that, hey, we're going to put it on you. And don't just think you can stop the run and slow us down.
Now, you guys have mentioned good football points in regards to what could possibly be the key to victory, but you guys have got it all wrong. I told you what is going to be the key to victory, and it's going to be our Spanish broadcast. I don't know if you heard any of these calls last week.
I haven't heard any of them.
Dono, this is a 2-yard run.
Beck que la tiene, Beck. Buscando, sale hacia la derecha el disparo para la zona de anotación con una mano.
¡Wow!
Miami.
¡Wow!
¡Touchdown los Huracanes!
¡Wow!
¡De fantasía! ¡De fantasía! ¡Esto es una jugada de fantasía! ¡Un touchdown para poner a saltar a todos los Rock Stadium!
2 yards.
Is he saying goal for a touchdown?
He is indeed saying goal for a touchdown. He called it a fantasía, just in case you didn't catch that one there. And again, that was a 2-yard run. This is a fumble recovery.
Completa con el receptor y ahí mismo estaba.
Se cayó la bola.
El defensor de Miami, la pelota se ha perdido y la recuperan los Huracanes, señoras y señores. Qué lindo, qué hermoso. Lo hizo los Huracanes. Justin Scott, el protagonista.
Start saying stuff.
I love that. And you know what? I don't know half the words he's saying, and I don't want to know.
No.
I feel like it's better when it just sounds incredible. I want to. No disrespect to Joe Z and DBJ, but now I want to listen in Spanish.
Now you mentioned one of the premier athletes with Miami Hurricanes, someone who is definitely turning heads for the first time in a long time, especially at that freshman status. That's Malachi Toney. Or at least that's what I thought his name was. Tell me if you can hear, because this is the AM call from this past week, so it's a little bit more fuzzier, AM-ish. Tell me if you can make this out here. Did you hear that
Malachi,
name?
Malachi Toney?
Malachi Toney is the name that they use.
Malachi Toney.
That is, has to be possibly
Malachi Toney.
The best interpretation of what I heard thus far. This touchdown at the end that Malachi Toney caught, this is how the call sounded on our Spanish broadcast.
La tiene Miami. Busca Miami. Pasa alto, largo, profundo, hacia la derecha. ¡Salta! De manera increíble y espectacular. ¡Touchdown Miami! ¡Touchdown los Huracanes! Con alma de niño y corazón de elefante. Rest in peace Virginia Tech. Se acabaron los Virginia Tech y el partido va a terminar. Van a ganar los Huracanes. Increíble, señores, este final.
Wow.
Did he say rest in peace Malik Virginia Tech?
You know what? It sounded like he did, so therefore you can just say he did. Why not? Who's going to check you? Who's going to check
phenomenal.
You
phenomenal.
This is him saying Carson Beck, which I thought was weird, too.
La estrella de la Universidad de Miami, Malachi Toney, la atrapa. Un gran pase, una jugada espectacular de Carson Beck.
Carson Beck. So that Spanish flavor, I feel, is truly the key to the Miami Hurricane success.
I'm down with it. And you know what? I need at least 3 Malachi Toney touchdowns this week.
For sure. Absolutely.
They don't have the pronunciations?
But I don't know if Malachi really, you know, there's just some words that just don't really, you know, where's Malachi from? Is that a biblical name or something like that?
It's a biblical name. It's straight Old Testament.
See, we're going Old Testament. I'm not sure if the Spanish people were familiar with the Old Testament when they were coming up with their names. But Malachi Tony has been lighting it up for the Miami Hurricanes all year. We're definitely going to need him. Leroy's right. You know, the argument that the Miami Hurricane fans are making is completely invalid if we lose this game on Saturday. Everything is thrown out the window.
We agree.
Yeah. Who cares? Done. First things first, take care
of
business.
I'm trying to find the rankings. I can't even find them.
I find different rankings on every page.
Yeah.
It's like, exactly. You know.
Yeah, and you got to make sure, because there's 18 different types of rankings. You need to make sure you're on the CFP one, which is a little different than all the other ones. They're all slightly different. But
it's
week
12, right?
Yeah.
No, it's week 14 now.
Oh, okay.
That's right, all those buys and stuff. Yeah. Well, Dono, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. You got anything crazy going on for Thanksgiving? You house hopping? What are you doing?
Yeah, we're at my parents' house for Thanksgiving, and yeah, we're gonna have a big spread of food. You know, there's gonna be the traditional stuff, but then there's also gonna be probably some kind of a pasta dish. There's gonna be like a roast pork in addition to a turkey. There's gonna be all sorts of desserts. So
yeah,
man, I'm basically fasting today, so I can just get ready to stuff my face tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, that does it for us here at the Tobin and Leroy Show. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Hockman and Crowder and Solana coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.